This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job first.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, hour three is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. As I said a moment ago, Rainer Zeidelman, joining us right now, author of In Defense of Capitalism. Rainer, welcome.
Yes, I'm happy. Thank you for inviting me.
I appreciate you being here. So you have authored again a book, In Defense of Capitalism, and there's a survey that looked at what attitudes toward capitalism is in 33 countries. What are the findings?
Yes, this is correct. This is by far the biggest survey ever done about the image of capitalism. As you mentioned, 33, now it's even 34 countries. And it was not only one question, like there were some other polls before where they asked people, do you like capitalism or not? No, we had 34 different statements to find out exactly what people everywhere in the world think about capitalism. And the biggest support for capitalism in all countries was in Poland. But it's no wonder, because a lot of people don't know it. Poland was one of the poorest countries in Europe in socialist times, even poorer than Ukraine, and GDP per capita was half of Czech Republic. And so capitalism increased so much the standard of living in Poland. Mm. Last year, I was 10 times in Poland. And number two, are United States. We hear very often people in the United States today are against capitalism, but this is not true. Of course, there are a lot of anti-capitalists, but it's not the majority of the population, because from all the 34 countries now, United States were, after Poland, number two. But I have to add a huge difference between older and younger Americans. Mm. Older Americans, older than 60, I think this comes not to surprise for you, are very much pro-entrepreneurship, pro-free market, pro-capitalism. Younger Americans under 30, they are much more critical, and some of them very negative against capitalism. So this is a big task to convince to make it clear to young people why capitalism is a better system and not socialism.
Okay, so if you were talking to a young person today, and we don't have one here, but I've had one on the phone, and you had the ability to talk to a young person that is against capitalism, what would you tell them?
First of all, I would tell them, if we care about poverty, if we care about poor people, then we should embrace capitalism. This comes as a surprise for some people, but I will give you only one fact or two this young man or woman. Before capitalism, 200 years ago, 90% of the worldwide population lived in extreme poverty.
Yep.
Today, it's less than 10%.
Wow.
And half of this reduction happened over the last decades. I think this is an amazing story.
Yes.
And if you compare it with socialism, there's not one country all over the world where conditions for poor people were improved with socialism. On the contrary, 80% of the victims of famine in the 20th century were in Soviet Union and in socialist China. Only I give one example. A lot of people, young people, don't know about it. In the so-called Great Leap Forward from Mao Zedong, this was the biggest socialist experiment in history in the end of the 50s. 45 million people in China died.
Wow.
And I have lectures about this topic all over the world. In Latin America, United States, Europe, and Asia. And everywhere, whether I speak to 300 people, 30 people, or 3,000 people, I ask young people, have you heard at school or university about the speaker socialist experiment in history? And wherever I speak, only very few people raise their hand. And I think this is a problem, that the young people yep. hear in school or university a lot about the evils of capitalism, but they hear almost nothing about yep. socialism.
That's right. That's right. Well, and I also feel, and get your, I want your opinion on this, Rainer, is I feel like some of the warped view of capitalism in this country comes from the fact that our government at times, quite often actually, interfere in the capitalistic market, and it's sort of a quasi-capitalism that we now have, especially when it comes to big business. Government has its hand in far too many businesses, and in turn, I think, taint the view of capitalism. Not only in, you know, this, no doubt the school systems are not helping at all in that realm either, but I also will tell you that because of government interference in business and in capitalism, I feel like that also taints it. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. I agree 100%. It's not only the government. It's also the Federal Reserve.
There you go.
Government, if you can call it so.
Yep.
It's a perfect example. I have something in my book about this. It's the financial crisis 2008. Hmm. A lot of people think the financial crisis was a crisis of capitalism. Media,
nope.
University tell people this was because we had too much regulation. This is totally wrong. It was because we had too much government regulation. It was about this crazy policy to force financial institutions, to force banks to give credits to people.
They couldn't afford it.
To pay back, who could afford,
that's
could
right.
afford it. They were forced. It was like to make it possible for minorities to buy houses.
Yep.
In the end, they were the victims of this policy. This was one reason. The other reason was the crazy policy of the Federal Reserve. And these were the reasons. It had zero, nothing to do with capitalism, on the contrary. But in the end, they blame capitalism for it.
Actually, and you know, Rainer, you know, again, correct me if I'm wrong, but to me, it was really socialism that caused what happened in 08, because it was the equity that everybody was trying to give each other, what government was trying to do as far as the equality of who owned a home. It's socialism that actually caused what happened in 08, not capitalism.
Absolutely. And this is a problem that, first of all, the government, and they make they cause a lot of problems, and in the end, they will tell you it's capitalism. The same, now we have this inflation. What is the reason for inflation? It's very easy. It's a crazy policy of the Federal Reserve.
That's right.
If you print money, print money, print money, time and again, this has nothing to do with capitalism. In the end, they will blame capitalism for almost right. everything, for all the bad things in the world. And this is what my book is about. I refute the 10 most popular legends or myths about capitalism. The same is with environmental destruction and with climate change. They blame capitalism, but this is wrong. I have a lot of facts. If you compare socialist countries and capitalist countries, for example, I come from Germany. You can compare East Germany, what was socialist, West Germany, what was capitalism. CO2 emissions were 3 times higher in East Germany than in West Germany, and some air pollution were 10 times higher.
There you
so
go.
If people tell you, these are private capitalist companies profit-seeking that cause environmental destruction, I can tell it's totally wrong.
Yeah, agree. Rainer Zeitelman again, and you know, the way you spell the last name is Zeitelmann, author of In Defense of Capitalism. And I was going to ask you a moment ago, Rainer, I mean, I think I already know the answer, but you know, how do we get not only young people, but even older Americans that don't understand what you and I are talking about, how do we get them to understand everything that you've got in your book? I mean, I know we're going to get them to read the book, but what else can we do to get them to understand?
Everyone has to make a contribution, and I think the defenders, the problem are not the left-leaning people and the anti-capitalists. They are not the problem. The problem is that we have not enough people to defend capitalism, especially entrepreneurs who should do it. They don't do it, and this is the biggest problem. They are silent. How many billionaires do you know who speak in favor for capitalism? They are only people like who are against or critical with capitalism. From this rich people.
Yep.
Entrepreneurs, they are too silent. in a lot of cases.
I agree.
We should speak also
agree.
To ordinary people. We should speak to workers, because I tell you something. A lot of people think capitalism is only important or good for rich people. Totally wrong. Capitalism is not only important for strong people. It's much more important for weak people,
right.
For working class people, because capitalism improves conditions for working class people. And strong people, they come around everywhere, in every system, and even in a dictatorship. And so I think this the problem with some pro-capitalist or libertarian people, I like them, what they do in one way. In the other way, they are too abstract. They speak too much about theory. They don't understand enough about public relations and about marketing.
Yeah.
You see, a system that failed 24 times in the last 100 years, and more than 100 million people died. Socialism has, the word has a good connotation for a lot of people, socialism. And capitalism, that is responsible for reducing the rate of poverty, as I mentioned in the beginning, from 90 to less than 10%, is positioned as inhuman. I think this is a genius, they are genius of marketing and public relations. So I think we should learn some more from this left people, because they are better than we
you
are.
You are 100% correct. You are speaking my language, Rainer. Again, I'm a small business owner, have been self-employed since I was 22. I agree with everything you're saying. We have got to be louder. We have got to have better strategy. We have got to mimic what they've done on the other side, because they've done a better job of marketing their position than we have. I cannot disagree with you at all. 100%.
And sometimes you have to give easy examples. I tell you something. I'm traveling now all over the world, because this book is published in 30 languages all over the world. And I promise I come to every country. And last year was in 17 countries. This year I will go to 30 countries. I'll give you an example. I was in Argentina. In Argentina, people believe so much in the state. They want everything for free to get them from the government. And now they change their minds. Now you have a strong pro-free market movement in Argentina. Even you have one Javier Milei, who will run for president in Argentina so next year. So, and then I had a lecture with young people between 20 and 30, and you have to speak easy language. There was someone sitting in the first row, a young man, beginning of 20s, to be honest, he was not really handsome, so I thought maybe he has no girlfriend. And I asked him, do you have a girlfriend? And he said, no, I don't have. And I asked him, would you like to have a really pretty girlfriend? He said, yes, of course, I would. And then I asked him, who do you expect who will bring you this pretty girlfriend? Do you think it's the government? Do you think it's the state? And he laughed, no, of course, I don't expect it. But I asked him, what do you think, who's responsible for having this pretty girlfriend? And he said, that's me. And I told him, this is not only with this pretty girlfriend, it's with money, it's with everything that counts in life.
That's
it's
right.
On you. And this is our philosophy, not more. Don't trust the government. Don't trust the state. Trust in yourself.
Yeah.
And this is an important message for young people. And I told you this example because you have to speak in easy.
Agree.
In easy metaphors.
Yep.
For example, if people start with me to discuss about theory, socialists don't like to discuss about history. They like to discuss about theory. And then I ask them, what would you think about your wife when she compares your real marriage with love novel? And she says, oh, our marriage is so bad because I read this perfect love novel where they kiss every morning and everything is 100% perfect. You would say to your wife, this is not fair. Please compare our marriage with this of our friends. And then it's good. And this is what I did. I can tell our audience now something that you can get for free. This is a film. I produced the film. You can Google it. You can get it for free on the internet. It's Life Behind the Berlin Wall. Life Behind the Berlin Wall. It's about West and East Germany. It's only 17 minutes, but I'm very proud because at this year, Las Vegas Freedom Fest, I got an award for Best Short Movie.
Awesome.
And watch this film. Show to young people 17 minutes to compare socialism and capitalism in the real world, not in theory.
Awesome. Rainer, we'll do that. Rainer Zettelman, appreciate it very much. Again, the book is In Defense of Capitalism. Rainer, I assume Amazon, where do they buy the book, sir?
Yes, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but let me add something. I don't believe that anti-capitalists will buy this book because they prefer to buy book number 35, Why Capitalism is Evil. They are afraid to touch only a book like this. It's for people like you and me and some of our listeners who are pro-free market to provide them with best arguments.
Amen.
Because I can guarantee if you read this book, you can win every discussion with every anti-capitalist. So be sure to order not only one, please order 10 books and give it to all your pro-market friends. You can win every discussion with anti-capitalists.
Amen. Rainer, this has been great. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining us. Good luck on your tour worldwide. And if something changes, you want to come back on air, please let us know, Rainer. This is awesome. Thank you so much, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. And there's a gentleman, as you can tell, did not grow up here. You could tell by listening to his accent, but understands capitalism very well. So the book, again, In Defense of Capitalism, and the movie he said to watch, Life Behind the Berlin Wall. You can watch that for free. I'll Google that here during the break and get that link up for you as well so producer Ann can put that in our notes as well.